Beautiful morning, and it's time for our weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise right on down to the Bayou Resort in Gabelia, Arkansas. They're located right off of Fout Road, and Gary Faraci is going to join us. And what are you? You're a quarter of a mile, maybe just a little over a quarter of a mile or half a mile from the boat ramp at Fouts?
Good morning, Gary.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay. Well, I was telling you're just a little over a quarter mile, between a quarter and a half mile from the boat ramp.
A quarter mile.
Yeah. I mean, you're right there. It's a perfect place to stop before you unload. It's a perfect place.
Right, yeah.
Perfect
stop
place.
And get your ice and your cold beverages, and some mornings maybe a hot beverage. I don't know, but yeah, stop in and say hi on your way down, and definitely on your way back, and talk about how well you did.
Well, speaking of how well people have been doing, how well have the Fisher people been doing this last few days?
This past week has been really good, Gary. I don't know. It just the crappie bite's been on. I've had guys catching really nice Kentuckys. It's been good. And I know the lake level is, I say super low, but it's lower than normal pool. And you got to be careful out there. But the fishing has been great.
Oh yeah, I've. And I've, doggone it, I've been kind of missing out on it, but I've been hearing and seeing, you know, on Facebook, seeing the pictures, and the crappie. I mean, wow, give us the scoop on that.
The crappie bite. Use your favorite jig. Use live bait. Get out there, because the guys have been telling me they haven't been very deep. The water has been extremely clear, and I was told, I didn't experience it personally, but I was told that 12, 15 feet of water, and they were getting bites in 4 and 5 feet of water.
Yeah, yeah.
At that depth, soon as their bait disappeared where they couldn't see it anymore, bang, they were getting hits. And I saw some nice size, you know, 12, 13-inch crappie, some nice meaty, some good meals there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to a guy, and he said, you know, they'd been limiting out. And I said, what are you using, you know? And he showed me, it's a little bitty rooster tail. I mean, you know, evidently they make them. He showed me one, but I've not seen a rooster tail that small, but it's just a little bitty rooster tail, and he said that blade, they just been killing them with it.
That's awesome. And the guys I've talked to have been using little Bobby Garland, and pick your color, whether it's a shad color, have guys using a red color, like a little 2-inch or swimming minnow type thing, and with a jig head on it, tip it with a crappie niblet, you know, and man, it's just been, this past week's been game on. It's just been really good.
What about the striper bite? Getting much activity on that?
Absolutely. It seems like, and I've heard, that some of the guys have been catching the striper in very shallow water. I mean, like 20 feet or so, 25 feet, and they've been that and up to the surface. It's the bite's been good. Seems like they're moving up back up here into the bayou area and the creeks, and so water temperatures right at low 50s, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. 52, 53 degrees in that range, which is warm for this time of year, but it's perfect. It's been a really good week.
I'm sure that the whites and hybrids are kind of right there with them too, right?
The whites, the hybrids. I've had guys catching largemouth, Kentuckys. And the craziest of baits too. The people are telling me they're using different, you know, and they're biting. Jerk baits been good. I've had guys using Castmaster spoons. with largemouth in Kentucky. So, yeah, it's all over the place. They're biting. Now, I don't know with, you know, we're supposed to get some tomorrow, some rain, and into Saturday and stuff, and some more severe weather. But I'm telling you, if I'd be out there today if I could, yeah. I think the bites are still going to be on.
Well, the Lake Norfolk's at 546.3. It's up 0.1. And, you know, like we've touched on, it is low. And I think the Corps is doing the right thing because of how much spring rain that we got last year. And, I mean, that was pushing it, not just Norfolk Dam, but Bull Shoals Dam. You know, that was really kind of pushing those dams a little harder probably than what they liked. So
yeah, and I got to give kudos to the Corps for what they're doing with the lake and stuff. I think they're doing a great job personally. I know a lot of people complain, well, it's too low, it's this and that, and then, you know, we get our spring rains, and then they're going to say, well, it's too high. It's
well, yeah.
They're doing a good job, I think, on their flood control. I think they're doing a great job for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because we get these spring rains, spring floods, and there's no parking, and that hurts, you know, the communities around the lakes, because if there's nowhere to park, a lot of people they just got tired of jacking with it, you know.
Right, they just don't come, or if they have reservations to come down, then they bail on it and stuff. They just don't want to mess with it.
Yeah,
it makes it really inconvenient and tough, and that, and it can be when the lake's up high like that. There is usually no parking. There's very few places around the lake where the water's up that high that the launch ramps have a lot of parking.
Yeah, I know, but you know, yeah. There at Fouts, it's all good. I mean, there's plenty of water. You got to be conscious. You need to know and understand where the channels are at. And if you don't, if you're new, boater, if you're new to the lake, look, get with one of the guides. Reach out. I dip in your pocket a little bit. Get with one of the guides and just tell them, hey, I just bought a new boat. I'm not that familiar with the lake, and I'm more interested in knowing how to navigate around. And they will be more than glad to take you out there and show you and put you on some fish.
Absolutely. There's some good guys out there that'll do that, and there's some guys that they can put you on some fish, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, you know, Bobby Barnes, you know, throwing an orange hula popper, and he'll just catch the far out of fish. But I mean, all those guys, Chad and all, you know, Steve, they know the lake, and that is, I mean, it's worth its, you know, admission price to know how to navigate around, because they're out there so much. And the thing about Lake Norfolk, what a lot of people don't realize, you'll think, well, I'm in the middle of the lake. Well, there's islands out there, you know.
Yeah, and you get up here towards the creek arms up this way here, and there's some channels, but there's a lot of land exposed right now, and you have to be very careful navigating that. Especially get some of these mornings where it's a little foggy out and that, and you're watching your fish, and you're not paying too much attention. You got to be careful.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. Folks want to know more, maybe how to get in contact with some of the guides, or maybe just shoot the breeze over a nice cold beverage. How can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, great way. Drop us a line on there. And if they want to make a reservation or interested in making one, they can always look at our website and contact us through that as well. And I just love it when people stop in and you know, want to shoot the breeze and hang out for a little bit and stuff. That's awesome.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, stay dry.
Right on.